Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Joseph. I'm calling with Opinion Research. How are you doing this morning?
That's fine.
Wonderful, wonderful. So we're actually conducting a public opinion poll, a statewide public opinion poll. Just wanted to ask you a few questions regarding gun control. Can you help us with this real quick?
Go ahead. I'll see.
I'll try to make this quick as possible for you. Now, are you 18 and legal resident of Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. And you are a registered voter in Ohio, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or not a major responsibility of the gun ownership?
Is a gun owner responsible for?
Yeah. You know, how do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or not a major responsibility of the gun ownership?
Well, it should be. The gun ownership should be responsible for it. But I am for guns.
Okay. Okay. Now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, combination, fingerprint, or similar means. For example, a safe container's case or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable or a tempo-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, can reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Okay, and do you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe? So you support or oppose or undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. A locked container or case?
Probably either if it's secured.
Okay, so you will support that one? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A locked box or device that is designed to be or which can be used as a store to store a firearm.
If it's secured from anything.
Okay, so you support. Okay. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose?
Probably be for it.
Okay. How about a combination lock? Support or oppose?
It doesn't have to be a combination as long as it's locked.
Okay. So, so would you support, I guess, or
yeah.
Oppose it? Okay. How about a metric identifier such as a fingerprint?
No.
No. Okay. And, if a firearm is in a storage device, which is a locked safe case or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
Well, that's a toughie.
Yeah. So you think it should be unloaded or should it or should not?
I'll say not.
Okay. If a firearm is not in a locked safe case or lockbox, do you feel it is or it is not sufficiently secured if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Yes, it is secured. No, it is not secure.
It should be secured.
Okay. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that is required that a gun be stored securely?
Yeah.
Support, okay. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get search warrants. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use a secure storage requirement? Okay, she hung up.